Thank you for listening to this audio recording from LimoPlanet 2020 Free the Future. The following talk was presented at LimoPlanet, the Free Software Foundation's annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology. For more information on LimoPlanet, visit limoplanet.org/conference. LimoPlanet is a live conference with speakers who often use visual slides in their presentations. We have only selected talks for this audio feed that do not overly rely on visuals, but if you would like to see a speaker's slides, they are available at media.limoplanet.org. LimoPlanet speakers do not represent the Free Software Foundation. As part of our mission to show how important free software is to everyone, we have speakers talking about their use of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take positions on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the freedoms of all computer users, LimoPlanet is made possible by thousands of individuals who, like you, donate what they can. To keep this work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join or making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Libre Planet. My name is Bob. I'll be your room monitor today. We're about to begin Secure Scuttlebutt, Peer-to-Peer Collaboration and Community Infrastructure, presented by Charles Lehner. So Charles, please begin.
Thank you, Rob. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming to this talk. I'm going to talk about Secure Scuttlebutt and peer-to-peer collaboration and community infrastructure. So yes, my name is Charles Lehner, and that is my public key at the bottom of this slide. So this is me, on the network, I'm known as Cell, same person. I'm a developer of some of the applications are in the Secure Scuttlebutt, GitSSB, Patchfu, and SWATC, and I've been using the network for a while. So what is Secure Scuttlebutt, or SSB? It's a peer-to-peer network, social network. It uses a gossip protocol for communication, and it uses end-to-end encryption. And it's based on, these papers here are some of the research that it was based on. So I'm going to talk about a little bit of the technical basics or foundations of Secure Scuttlebutt, and then move on to the social and cultural aspects. So there's three kinds of IDs on the network, and these are messages, blobs, and feeds. And we call these cipherlinks because they're using cryptography. The message ID is a hash. It's a cryptographic hash, and so is the blob ID. And a feed ID is a public key. So here's what a message looks like. It's a JSON object, and this is there's the content part, that is the user specified or application specified data, and then there's the metadata. And each message is hashed, is signed by the author and then hashed to get the ID, and it's appended to that ID's feed. So each feed consists of a list of messages, and each additional message increases the sequence number by one, and the timestamp increases. So you have a permanent log of messages. So you publish messages to your feed, and then when you're connecting to peers by running the software, the messages are spread through the network along the social graph. So when you connect to a peer, you'll request their feed and feeds and other feeds that you want based on the file graph. And this is a diagram showing that. So also, I'm going to say a few other things. I'm putting these IDs in a lot of these slides, which are our message IDs or blob IDs to show where this particular graphic came from on the network or something else about the source of it. Okay, so another concept to know about is pubs. Also, I want to say that if the talk is not that interesting to you, to go check out the Lightning Talks. Okay, so on the network, it's a peer-to-peer network, as I was saying, but some peers are running on servers and have public IP addresses, and some are running on people's personal computers or mobile devices. So the ones on servers we generally call pubs, and they perform roles as nodes that you can initiate connections to that provide stability and connectivity to the network, but they don't have so much ability to control or be hosting the content in an administrative way. But they also act as introducers and ways to be on for people to onboard onto the network. And now I will introduce Hermes, the mascot of Secure Scuttlebutt. This was a hermit crab, and there's a few illustrations and graphics. So part of the idea of the hermit crab is that very cute, carrying the house on their back, because as a end-to-end system, you have all the functionality on your user system. So it's like you're carrying your house around. And also, you can also change it, though. You can change the shell to another interface. We'll get to that later. So now I'm going to show the clients. We call them clients. They're more like user agents. That's the traditional term, but we call them clients on Secure Scuttlebutt because we have the server component and then the client component, and they're often bundled together. The server is the peer-to-peer engine part, and then the client in this case is like Patchwork, which is connecting to the server on your local computer. So it's a peer-to-peer client-server thing. So anyway, Patchwork uses Electron, and it's the most popular client. And these are some of the pictures of it, the screen of the interface. And here's some more. Oh, so let me just point out. So you have channels. We have a feed, a public feed. We have likes. We have profiles, and a feed. We have who to follow, public messages, private messages, all that kind of stuff. There's also tags that Patchwork has, and this is an image of a thread view, and we can also see someone attaching an audio file in here that gets shown as a player. So media files like images and audio are not encoded into JSON. They're stored as blobs. So as I showed, the message ID, the message is JSON as in structured, but the blobs are separate, and those are just binary data. Okay. Gatherings. Patrick also has gatherings, and these are like events. So this one showing here took place last year, and there were a few attendees. This one is the one that's upcoming, which probably is being rescheduled now. But the gathering is still existing on Scuttlebutt. Now we'll go to PatchBay. PatchBay is another user interface or client for Secure Scuttlebutt, and it has more of a different kind of focus than Patchwork. It has tabbed view. It has a lot of applications, and it supports more features, and it's a little bit more developer focused or developer friendly, more hackable in some ways. So that's maybe the second most popular client currently. Now we have PatchBay apps. these are some of the apps that Apache Bay has. This is an event picking time, like a poll for dates. There's also other general purpose poll functionality. And there's a book reviews. There's chess. And one other thing is that these applications are, while you can find them in Patch Bay, they are alongside all the other social network activity on the network. So other applications can interface with chess and with all these other things as well. But Patch Bay has the main implementation, the reference implementation of that. Patch Fox is a SSB client that runs as a Firefox extension. So it doesn't run the full SSB server, but so you run that on your local computer as well, and then Patch Fox connects to that on your local computer. Patch Foo is another interface that works in a different way with the browser. It runs an HTTP server that you can connect to, and it was designed. This is the one that I'm responsible for, and I made it when I was living off grid and needed to reduce my power usage. So this works on a single board computer with not a lot of memory or a lot of CPU, and it doesn't require a big Electron or a big browser. It's meant to work in the Dillo browser, which is very fast and lightweight. Oasis is a newer client, which also runs without client-side JavaScript, and it's a browser application, and it's more user-friendly than Patch Foo, and it's under active development as well. SSB Browser Demo is an implementation of putting the whole SSB server into the browser, and it makes some changes in the replication protocol to make that more feasible. Because the usual way with Secure Scuttlebutt is that you download the entire feeds of everyone that you're replicating their feed. So when you follow somebody, you're going to be replicating their feed. And as new messages come in, you verify them and save them. But that it uses a lot of storage to be doing that. So that in the browser, we don't have that much storage. So only parts of the feeds are replicated. So there's implications in the replication based on the constraints of the environment. Miniverse is a mobile device client, works on Android and iOS. Planetary is another client for mobile devices, only for iOS right now, but it is released under a Mozilla public license, I think. Git SSB, so that's it for the general purpose social network interface clients. Now I'll show more of specific applications other than the social network thing, even though they all still function in the same social network. So Git SSB is a Git implementation, a Git remote implementation for Secure Scuttlebutt. It's an integration between SSB and Git. So you can host Git repos on the Secure Scuttlebutt network. And this is a way to have decentralized distributed Git hosting. And you also get the social network of Secure Scuttlebutt. And this is the additional catch-all slide for other applications. TileNet is for mapping people with skills and projects that they want to work on or are working on. TikTok is for blogging. Guildlands is a kind of geographic spatial metaphor based application. NGX SSB client is a more of a general purpose social network interface. SCAT or SSB chat is for a chat-like system. And there's lots of others. SSB NPM registry is an NPM registry backed by Secure Scuttlebutt There's a DNS server backed by Secure Scuttlebutt. There's a viewer for serving on the public internet to render content to the wider internet from Secure Scuttlebutt. There's a mutual credit system. This is an art sharing system. Scuttle Shell is a way to have a Secure Scuttlebutt running in your system tray if you have one. SurfCity is a command line and graphical interface. Sunrise Social is one using Rust. And AHAO is a application for families and genealogical application. And then these are other browser-based applications. So there are other implementations other than the reference implementation, which is in Node.js. There are also full implementations in Go and in Rust. And Sunrise Social is using the Rust one, and Planetary is using the Go one. And there are partial implementations in C, Python, JavaScript, Erlang, and probably some others. And all of these, as far as I know, are using the libstodium library in C for the cryptography. So now we can look at a little bit more of the social aspects. So funding, how is this all funded? Is it all just personal projects or is it corporate projects? It's kind of a mix of different things. So originally the project was started by someone named Dominic Tarr, and as far as we know, this was just he had a vision he wanted to implement and did that. And now other people have brought other motivations, similar, different, and sometimes money is involved in that. There have been a few grants that came into Secure Scuttlebutt. Inspiral gave us a grant a few years ago, and some of the developers got this and got a prepaid debit card. We had a discussion of what to do with this money and how to use it, and we ended up getting a prepaid debit card. We used it for server hosting and a few other things. Dfinity, a crypto company, gave a larger grant later, and that was turned into a process for distributing it on the network based on fragmenting it up into small grants that people could apply for. Handshake, another crypto startup, gave another grant, and we formed a council to figure out what to do with that. And this was an interesting experience in a governance on a decentralized network. And this post here that I'm showing is the result, or when the council adopted or was about to adopt the budget for dispersing those funds. So these are all the different categories, and some of these have been dispersed and some of them are still not dispersed yet. And additionally, we have open collectives. There are several open collectives for funding Secure Scuttlebutt work, and people are contributing to these. And one of them has sponsored me to work on this talk. Scuttle Camp is an event that happened and will happen again. And this is a picture of the one that was done last year in New Zealand. And excuse me for just a second. So you can see everyone was having a good time, and it was an opportunity for people on the network to come go to one place and meet each other in real life, as it were, and build more relationships and discuss issues. Diversity and inclusion is important to a lot of people on Secure Scuttlebutt, and we tried to ensure it and work on that. And we don't always get everything right, and we're trying to do better. And these slides are showing some of the examples of that. So anytime in any of these slides, when you're seeing these message IDs, you can go copy and paste it into a Secure Scuttlebutt client like Patchwork, and get the posts and the surrounding discussion as well. Principles. This diagram shows the what we call the principal stack, which we had a discussion about. There were multiple discussions that led to this, and the idea is that there are a base layer of environmental values, and then the technology builds on that, and the community and society are that, and all in a framework of harmony and reflection. Solarpunk is a value and kind of ideal and an aesthetic movement that is popular in Secure Scuttlebutt. So it's a future that's more positive compared to cyberpunk, in that there's more symbiosis between people and nature, and people and technology and nature. So we have things like this flag or other flags that show that off-grid living is valued, and mushroom foraging is shown here, gardening, and stuff like that. Secure Scuttlebutt has some boats. There are some people live on boats, and this boat here was purchased by someone that had been, and it had been abandoned, and they purchased it with help from the community to fund it, and that's being restored now. And we have an idea of crab meets, and this is a meetup, or just it's kind of a joke about crab meat, because hermit crabs are crabs. But here, this was in Basel a few weeks ago. This was on Dominic's boat in New Zealand. This was somewhere. And this was at the D-Web camp by Internet Archive last year. Another kind of meme, or these are some channels that are popular in Secure Scuttlebutt. Show me your coffee. People post a picture of their coffee and where they're at, and it can be tea or cocoa also. And foffy is something else that's a little bit different, and that's something you can check out. So what does the Secure Scuttlebutt network look like? These are some visualizations of the network graph, and this one tries to show some of the different clusters on the network. And this shows the activity on the network over time. And it shows each user as having their own color, so you can sort of see where people came from and when they first arrived. Some research has been published about Secure Scuttlebutt, so we tried to bring the ideas of it to the academic communities, and these are the two papers that came out recently. And there are other things, other initiatives and practices and things happening on Secure Scuttlebutt. There have been fairy rings, which are like a small groups of people having semi-regular virtual gatherings. And Community Infrastructure Learning Group is an initiative to try to share and develop knowledge about communities being able to deploy their own infrastructure and host their own services and different things. And there's a mutual aid based, crypto-based mutual aid experiment ongoing now as well. The protocol guide I wanted to mention here, because this is where you can see the technical aspects of Secure Scuttlebutt, how it works at the protocol levels. And in the future, what's going to happen? What might we see? Where is this all going? I think we might have more organizations, legal organizations or formalized organizational structures in the future. There's one being underway in Europe right now. And we're trying to find more grants and be able to apply for more grants from private or fund or fed or government sources. Planetary is making a secure scuttlebutt client that's while they're backed by venture capital. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Deletion content on secure scuttlebutt is considered immutable because it's referenced by its content hash, and we don't have any functionality for publishing a deletion, and it's difficult in a distributed system, but that's something that that a lot of people want, so we might get that. And partial replication, since having the entire history of everyone on the network can uses up an ever increasing amount of disk space, so partial replication will probably be increasingly a need. And private groups is an idea that we could have cryptographic groups, whereas right now you can only have a separate group by having a separate network entirely, because the private message feature does not allow for increasing the size of a thread or group. And here are some more links, and these are some useful starting points to find out more and to get connected. And thank you all. I kind of breezed through this, or maybe I didn't. I haven't had much experience doing this kind of thing, so thank you for bearing with me. And this is a link to these slides, and this is an ID for the Git SSB repository for the source of the slides. So I'll go to questions now, if there are any.
Very good. We've been collecting up some questions from the channel, and I have a question from Bob Junkman. How similar is SSB plus UIs to Matrix plus Riot? Both seem to be encrypted, distributed, P2P communication apps and protocols.
So the main thing is, well, Secure Scuttlebutt doesn't have a federated model, so Matrix did, or they're moving now. They're working on having something that's more similar to Scuttlebutt, in that the identity on Secure Scuttlebutt is based on your public key, and so the server, whatever servers you're connecting to, whatever pubs you're connecting to, can go away, and you can still publish, and that's part of it. And I'm not sure about Riot. So your ID isn't based on a host name and a username. It's a public key. And if you see a human readable name, that's like a nickname. Does that answer the question, or I'll go into another one?
We'll find out here. This is actually a question from me. At one time, I understood there was some interoperability problems in the message exchange, but I see several implementations now in your slide set from various languages. Was I correct in that, or is that problem completely solved, or maybe I just misunderstood that problem entirely?
Well, there was a difficulty with implementing the protocol in other languages, partially because there was a bug got baked into the protocol, because it was something in Node.js, and so it required implementing something that was a bit awkward. But they succeeded in doing it in the Go and the Rust implementations. Sorry, I wasn't in the IRC channel properly before, but yeah, I am now.
Okay, well, we had a little pause in the stream there too, and I wasn't sure what happened there. Anyway, that sounds good. That sounds good. They've worked around it. Another question from Bob Jockman. Can you explain discovery? How do we find interesting people to communicate with? Is there a directory? If so, how does that affect anonymous communication?
So it's the current situation is there's no directory, And discovery is not perfect right now, but basically what we have is you can publish you have to get connected to the network somehow to first, either using a pub invite or by local onboarding with someone who's on the network. And if you have an introduction from someone that you know on the network, then that's helpful. So then once you're there, the content you'll see is based on who you follow. So when you want to see more content, you basically have to follow more people. And then you can make a post, you can post to say what you're interested in, and people may then respond. That's sort of how it works.
Okay, yeah, very good.
You can ask about, is anyone doing such and such? And someone might respond.
Okay, well, we have another question, which is clarification of things. Question, is a pub like a chat room? ? And is there one for Libre Planet?
Pubs are not really like chat rooms. They're more like just other peers in the network, but they're like server peers. So they don't tend to post much, but they might follow people sometimes. And they're operated by someone. But for content, there are channels or hashtags, and there's a Libre Planet hashtag where I've been posting some things, and you'll see that if you are replicating my feed, if you followed me, or if you followed someone who follows me.
And then another question is, so where is the data storage? ?
It's on everyone's computer. So each user has a set of users that they follow, and the data that you store is their feeds and the feeds of those that they follow, and sometimes further out, depending on your configuration. And also the images that your client renders will be saved to your computer. So that's the basics of how the data is stored.
I'm going to combine two questions. One is from myself and another one from the channel. So that sounds like there'd be a huge amount of data everywhere, but I also heard you mention that you have to follow people. So how do you so you only replicate the data for the people you follow? How do you choose who to follow?
The idea originally was that it would be a social network where you have friends, but it's hard to get to that when your friends want to continue using the systems that they're using. So how you find people is a good question, and it can be based on what you want, what kind of content you want to see, or who you want to know. So I'm not sure really how to answer.
I'm just going to keep going with this thread. Blinking Arrow asks, if someone were to try this, how much hard drive space would be necessary, just roughly speaking?
A few hundred megabytes, or possibly a few gigabytes if you're getting a lot of content. And if you're on for a long period of time, then more. You can also prune some of it.
Very good. Salt is asking, why is the snap package unsigned? And what's the problem with the app image sandboxing?
I don't know about that. The app image sandboxing is probably something to do with Electron. And the snap package might just... I'm not sure if it's maintained. I'll forward that question to the network.
And then we have another question from Bob Junkman. Question, how do we get invites? Hint, hint.
There's a link from the scuttlebutt.nz website where you can find some. But I'll also post one in the IRC shortly.
And we do have plenty of time for more questions if people are willing to ask them, but I don't have any more in my queue. So I'll just ask, what was your motivation for starting this project? And then feel free to close down your talk at any time.
Okay. I didn't start the project. Dominic Tarr did. But I started GitSSB and Patch Foo and some of the other applications, and I started using Secure Scuttlebutt just as a user, and my motivation was to be able to have a decentralized social network to use, and a platform for building applications that would be peer-to-peer and decentralized and allow for collaboration. Is there any critical mass expected for the social network? A lot of people wanted to grow and become more widely used, and some people are happy to have it be small. So it varies, but I think overall we want it to be useful for the most amount of people and do the most good that it can. The hash is generally tied to the device, because when the protocol assumes that it is, and that your feed won't fork. So the best practice is to keep it on one per device. Or if migrating it from one to the other, then to not use it on the old one anymore, or just to be careful that you don't cause a fork in your feed. Usually people would have a different ID on a different device, and then would put in the name something saying what kind of device it is, and then link one to the other in their profile description. Okay, I'll get that invite code to you guys, and thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.